Instant inspiration. Instant inspiration is always a lot of fun. Living is not futile. I know it may sound like it by the time I'm getting done here with my introduction, but it's not futile. Emily Post said, all life is based on manners. One is apt to think of etiquette as being of no more real service to the average person than a top hat, something that is of importance to none but the brides or diplomats or the newly rich or recently elected politicians. As a matter of fact, there is not a single thing that we do or say or choose or use or even think that does not follow or break one of the rules of taste, of tact, of ethics, of good manners, of etiquette. Call it whatever you will. How then can we ever begin to live a life that is not futile? what use to live if we're always breaking rules? If everything we do is breaking rules? Those who understand the Hebrew philosophy, the Jewish philosophy, realize that in the Jewish lexicon there are so many rules that there is no Jew on the face of the earth who's able to know them all. The laws in America, of every state, of every county, of every city, of every jurisdiction, are so numerous and so diverse that there's no possibility that anyone could ever know all the laws and follow them harmoniously and effectually. But there is one thing that all of us can do, and we do. It's called, we live by common sense. We live by listening to the divine within us as it guides us to do those things that are right and good and beautiful. And as we listen to the divine within, we don't worry about breaking rules. We don't worry about violating what we have chosen to do as a citizen of a country or a city. We just always do the right thing. Now you say, how can you possibly always do the right thing if you don't know what all the rules are? Well, basically every rule that exists is designed for one simple rule. And Jesus started us out with that. He said, love the Lord your God, all your heart and soul and being, and love your neighbor like yourself. The loving God part, that's the tough part, but we'll ignore that right now. It's loving your neighbor like yourself. If we like ourselves and we are happy people, we'll be happy with our neighbors. If we are not honest with ourselves, we won't be honest with our neighbors. And our neighbors are going to take us to task for that. They're not going to accept dishonest neighbors. And we, too, would not accept dishonest neighbors. How do we know what honesty is? How do we know what is correct to do? Well, we know by simply listening within. The little boy, I think I told you the story a while back, he lived in a very wealthy family. His name was Trey. And he was maybe about 3-4 years old. And there were 5 kids in the family. And he had a little sister. And the little sister bugged him to pieces. And so one time she came after him and said, I want your roller skates. I want your skates. I want to go skating with your skates. And he says, you can't have them. You can't have them. So he took his skates and chucked her over the head with his skates. And the father called me in to talk to the little boy and find out what was going on, where he had lost his marbles and his values, his his etiquette, you know. And so I said to the young fellow, I said, you knew it would hurt your sister if you hit her on the head with the roller skate. No, I didn't. And I said, well, give me your roller skates. So he handed me the skates, and I said, now, I'm going to hit you on the head with your roller skate. No, it hurt. I said, well, remember that. Whenever you do anything, remember how it would feel to you. And then, if you do it to somebody else, know that they're either going to like it or not like it, just as you would like it. or not like it. Now, what do you think would be a nice thing to do to your sister after you have been so unkind to her and hit her on the head with your roller skates? Well, she shouldn't ask for my roller. She shouldn't have demanded. No, no. You know, your father and mother, they teach you to share. They teach you to share your toys because you don't need to have 100 pairs of roller skates when you only roller skate a little now and then. What do you think would be a nice thing to do to your sister? Well, tell my dad to buy her some roller skates. No, no, that's not the answer. What do you think would be a nice thing to do? Well, let her use my skates. Oh, that is very nice, very gentle. What if she would scratch them? What if she'd fall down and cry and get angry at you for letting her use your skates and hurt herself? Well, I'd tell her, you got to be responsible for yourself now. You got to be careful. Roller skates are dangerous. Well, would you help her? Would you hold her hand while she skated? I guess so. Would you like your older sister to hold your hand while you skate? That's how I learned. Well, then you help your younger sister learn. Now, what do you think? Do you know what is right to do all the time? Do you always know what's right to do? Not always. Well, why not? Well, I just don't know everything. Well, do you know how you would feel under any circumstance? Yeah. And so we talked some more. And he came to the conclusion that he's a pretty smart boy. Pretty smart boy. He went to his sister and said she could use his skates. In fact, he said, I was not very nice and I hit you on the head with the skates. You can have my skates. Can I borrow them from you once in a while? And sister says, sure, sure. Well, that seems like a very unimportant little incident in the life of a family. But that little boy today is a multi-billionaire. His parents died and left a great deal of money to them, left the Lund stores up in Minneapolis to them, and they are very wealthy. And he is the president of the entire operation. Each one of his brothers and sisters have $1 billion or more, and they're very wealthy. But he remembered that. He remembered that you do unto others as you'd like them to do to you, but you do unto others. And so his learning to be generous and giving his skates to his sister and then borrowing them back from his sister was one of the perhaps most significant things he could have ever learned in his life, because he learned to be generous. And in learning to be generous, of all the children in the family, he was chosen to be the head of the corporation. He was chosen to be the one who made the decisions, because he made wise decisions, because he listened within. So, while it's true, we would probably break every one of the rules of taste, tact, ethics, good manners, or etiquette, we don't have to. When we listen within and do to our neighbor as we would have them do to us, our manners, our etiquette, our taste, our tact are all in very good form. So, you see, living is not futile. It's not a situation where there's no win, because you can win all the time when you listen within. Have a lovely day. You're in my heart, my blessings, my love, and I see you living a very fulfilled life. Perhaps your next step will be the master of the corporations too. Who knows? Do to your neighbor as you'd have them do to you, and you open up wonderful doors. I love you.